Okay, so again, we're talking about the mitzvahs of Ava, of Dveikus, of Chassidus, which are all very, very important. And on the one hand, everyone thinks they know everything about it. On the other hand, people don't learn about it because they don't because they think they know about it. So my job here is to show you that there's chidushim and things that you don't know about it, and that you have to learn it and understand it. Now, okay, here's where he says his very big chiddush in the Hagadol. It's a paragraph called Re'eh. Okay, he says like this. This is a very important paragraph. This is Re'eh. Ki ein divrei hachasidus v'inyanei ha'yira v'ha'ava v'taras. These inyan that we've been discussing, yira, ava, Jacob, these things that we've been talking about that are mitzvahs. Okay, you're coming on. Dvarim mutbo'im ba'adam. These are not natural things which are teva in a person. Actually, it's starchu emtsoim liknoisam. The other thing is that people think that they already have it, really. Really, I have the ability, I have it already. So, I don't have to work on it. It's natural, you know, it's there. Just like Shana, sleep, Yikita waking up, Rav, Sava, hunger, Kol Shaar, Tnuis, HaKukus, Petivenu. So, he's bavarning that people would think that Inyane Yira and Inyane Avoida are basically natural to a person. It kind of happens. You get into it, you get out of it, whatever. I'm in a good mood. You know, you just go through the motions, and a mela, I have it. So you need tachbulos is like schemes, strategies, etzes to get it. And there are things which make it harder to be kind. That means that these dargas, you're not born with them, and they're not natural, and you have to work on getting it. And there are things that will make it easier to get, and there are things that will make it harder to get. And there's plenty of things. And there are things that will be marchik the mafsidim. You can eifoy. How is it shaykh that you would go through life and not spend time alayunazeladas amitasadvarmaladasadechlikhnoisamlokaimo ma'ain tovaachmazas believe all them in Malevakshana. It's chachma, and you need to work on it, and it's outside the person. So there's another knach. One thing is everyone thinks that they know it already. The other thing is the person thinks that I have it also. I know it and I have it. It's a midah. If I'm not on a good Ava day today, I just have to focus more and it will come by itself. It comes by itself. Every person is wired that way. They'll have Avas Hashem. All they have to do is plug in a shtickle. Pay attention. No. That's why he calls each parak Bibir Midas, Bibir Kinyan, Knias Midas Hazirs. You have to be kinda the thing. If you're kinda something, you don't pay and buy something you own already. Obviously, if you're paying to buy it, it's because you don't own it yet. So it means you have to be kind as ears. You don't have these midas in you. They're outside of you. And you can make it harder if you're through the mafsidim. So that means that, therefore, I'm avoiding a whole nother problem. The thing is, you think you have it already. You don't. You don't have it.
Only this is specifically Avos Hashem.
Avos, Yirach, Chassidus, Dveikus, these things. So he's saying, in order, once I'm going to tell you, you don't have it. It's unnatural. You have to go outside. Now you have to know how do you make it kinyan. So just like we're busy learning Baba Basra, how do you make a kinyan out of bias? And if I was kind of biased, does that also mean I get the backyard or I don't get the backyard? What did I get? What didn't I get? So if there's prokem shleimit about kinyan of a bias, so how could there not be a par? How could you not spend time learning about how to be kinyan the fundamental mitzvahs of Yerushalayim. Also, you have to be koyde. You don't have it. And let's say I get partially Yerushalayim. Okay, but does that come with the full Yerushalayim? Does it not come? Is it included in the kinyan? Is it not included in the kinyan? There's also sugya over here you have to figure out. And what if I do this? Do I lose my kinyan? Do I not lose? Right.
Like, we naturally love our children, so we would think Pashtus, like, it's in us to love Hashem.
We just think that, all I have to do, I have to be in a good mood today. I have to be in a good mood. Get a guitar out, a couple good, a couple, some good and good in my, and I'm good. Right? The Maaseh is Gan, and he's saying that it doesn't make sense that there's not a sugya about it, and there's not a way to achieve it, and you have to be koine, and it's going to be mafsid. It's a whole thing. It's not just right now. So this is a very important paragraph right here, because you see from here that if there's kinyan and hefsid, that without kinyan you don't have it. You don't have it. You have to be koine. And now, and since it's already been nis'amis to every chacham, the tzurich for tumimus havoida, for shleimus and havoida, the choivas taharasa, and the choivah to have taharas havoida, it's not a real havoida, you know that. Elanim eses umisoy eves. It's disgusting to Hashem. So manane b'yoyim teichecha. So how are we going to answer Hashem on the day that He asks us, that we, hisrashalnu, is a very like hefker, like we totally just abandoned this iyun of how to do ava yira and dveikus, v'hinachnu, and we abandoned something which is so basic to Yiddishkeit, shu ikar ma'ashem akadosh shoyin meimanu. It's the ikar of what Hashem is asking from us. Because the pasuk asks, so there's the one thing Hashem wants is yira. Did you ever pay attention to how to do yira? Or you figured, I'll go when I'm a little thing, I'll go to Tarani time and listen to Rabbi Prime Waxman, I'll get some yira. What did you think? When you read that pasuk, I'm talking to myself, I'm saying, when we read that pasuk, what does Hashem want from you, yira? Okay, so now Hashem's gonna ask you, do you have yira? So how are we gonna answer that question if we don't even know what yira is?
Working on
What? Are you?
it. I'm afraid so.
What?
I'm afraid so.
Okay, exactly. Are we working on it? That's what he's asking. How are you talking? Now, this is a very, very shver line. I heard an entire shiur today, yesterday, about this line from Avuri Deutsch. He got his vada. So the next line over here is a very hard line. Okay. The line over here is a very shver line. He says, how is it possible that we're just gonna learn that we're gonna be ignore, not ignore, abandoned. V'chiyuv, to be ma'ayin. In Yira, how you talking, shiyiga v'yamol sichleinu b'chakirois. Are we gonna spend time with our seichel on chakirois? On analysis, that we're not really going to do the pilpulim, pilpulim that's not going to create a pre, and dinim that we're going to spend time on daf yomi and zvachem, but we're going to assume we know it already. So hold on one sec. So,
So you have to learn per se.
what's he saying? That's one for Santa.
Then you have to learn kachin per se.
So then this would be a whole other question. That was Rabbi Deutsch's question. So he said, so why is this question? Why do you learn kachim and spend time up to pull them in your vomit and toot them in Sarasota? Right? Why is that the question? And I'm not doing Ava. There should be a question, why that and not Yira? Right? Why that and not Yira? The question should be why not? Why that and not Hilchos Shabbos? If you're assuming, right, that it has to be, right, if you're assuming it has to be Something, no, it can't be Pupul and Shalonis Chayavnu Bem, Lanu Klal. So then he says another question. So why are you spending time in this on Hilchos Shabbos? So what's he asking? Number one. Number two is he suggesting that you don't mind learning? What does he want? I mean, Lamaisa, after his whole paragraph, what's he gonna say? I'm gonna go and tell you we're gonna spend the whole sefer to bring up my point to learn the price of a Pinchas Ben Yair. Guess what? What's the price of Pinchas Ben Yair? Torah Mevi'el, the Dei Zeiros. The Aleph Beis of everything is Torah. So now he's telling
You must
you.
spend everything as far as our Shaykh believe in the Torah.
What?
You must be referring to secular. Not talking about the people that are sitting and learning about it. No. What was the one?
Right. So I'll tell you how he touched these words. So he touched these words a little differently. He said that the Nekuda Avada, he knows that learning Torah is Gufa, what's going to bring you to everything. But if we think that we have everything already, then we're not learning Al Das and it should bring me any further. Because I think I have it already. That was he's coming off of. He just came off of saying, everyone thinks that they have it already. So he says, you think you have it already? So you're not going to steigen it? You're not going to try to learn more about it? So what are you going to spend your day doing? Stam pupum that are not going to help you in your Yerushalayim. You have to know that you need to be kind of Yerushalayim. A step in kind of Yerushalayim is pilpulim in learning. But if you don't think you need Yerushalayim, then your pilpulim in learning are also not negeya because they're not helping you get more Yerushalayim. So he's saying it has to be that we have to realize that the whole tachlis in this world is to be kind of Yerushalayim. You have to spend time being ma'ayin Yerushalayim. And you also have to spend time in learning with the understanding that the learning is going to help you get your Yerushalayim.
Why is it how you
It's
do?
true, Dre, but
Yeah, sorry.
what? Well,
Yeah,
I was saying
that's a
that you
nice
were getting
shot.
rough a little
That's a
bit.
nice shot.
It's a nice shot because he's coming lafuke in mitzvah sanashim melumada. Meaning, okay, Yerushalayim, it's a very good point that Mr. Sherman was making. I mean, let's bring out his point. His point is that no one ever Harvard or trying to,
Understand.
understand Yerushalayim. Nice. Like Marilyn Lapiansky told me one time, someone asked him, how much time should I spend learning Musar? So he said, however long you spend looking for an esrog, at least that much time. I don't think your neshama is less complicated than an esrog. At least that much
For a
time.
day or once a
Whatever,
year.
I guess, whatever, what do you say? But like you understand that to find spend the esrog, you spend time. So, but. So that's like what he's saying,
There's a lot more
basically.
blood left. Yeah.
And you.
Like myself.
All right. So that's his buffering. I think we need to mine to that line because that line puts our
How
entire yeshiva world at question.
does he touch you?
He doesn't help too much here.
Really?
No. I don't understand. Like it's pretty the really literally it's a shtickle.
How it works, just before learning to have in mind, or what?
We'll get to it. Okay, Shkar, my side. Have a good Shabbos.